Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, a special thanks to them for keeping America rolling along, but in particular, our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And don't forget, we have a Twitter account, at Captain's America. And you can also check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, where we also are streaming. So if you can't hear us on the radio anywhere else, and if you don't like listening to the commercials on iHeart, you won't hear all of that extra blab they put over there on my stream on my website, the Captain's America thirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now, it is the weekend. A whole bunch of people are standing over there waiting to do this. Here we go. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain. Happy weekend, everybody.
Now, we have a big crowd in the hotels here because it's the final game of the season over here at Raymond James Stadium. Carolina's in town, and they're playing Sunday afternoon at 4:30. And I'll tell you what, there's going to be 65, 70,000 people in that stadium.
Wow.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes, very much so.
Yep. There's a lot at stake here. If certain things happen, they could wind up the number two seed. As it is right now, they're number three, the Bucks are that it is. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to get up on my soapbox for about a minute here. Now, folks, we need to buckle up. We need to buckle up. This is no year for weaklings. We need to buckle up for 2022. This year in politics is going to be rough. Now, the midterm election seems predestined to banish the Democratic majorities in both houses of Congress, the House and the Senate. The country senses infirmity in President Biden, and many worry our adversaries in China, Russia, and Iran sense that opening, too, and might take advantage of Joe Biden's weakness. Now, the shadow campaign for the GOP nomination in 2024 also opens right now, with the clear front runner being former President Donald Trump. Now, the ranks of the top tier amongst possible GOP presidential nominees start with two senators, Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton and Texas Senator Ted Cruz. And believe me when I tell you, they're both running. Even though they haven't said it, they're both running. Then we come down to the populace. What will Florida Governor Ron DeSantis do, the very popular governor of my home state? Then we have the former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who already looks like and is acting like he's a president. And then we have the rumored-to-be presidential candidate, South Carolina Tim Scott. We heard that several months ago. Now, if the world grows even darker in the days to come, Cotton and Pompeo, who are two former soldiers, will start with some advantages because they know the military aspects. Now, it's possible one or more will run, whether or not the former president does or not. My bet, folks, with 3 years to go, is that Donald Trump will run, Donald Trump will run hard, and Donald Trump will beat Joe Biden or whoever the Democrats put up and become the next president in 2024. Okay, Kyle, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I think that it's definitely going to be a very interesting time, to say the least. Certainly, something you just said, Captain, whoever might be going up in 2024 for the Democrats.
That's right.
Yeah, that's going to be key. I think a lot of people think it won't be Joe Biden. They seem to open that door a little bit the other day when Joe Biden talked about, well, if he's healthy, et cetera, et cetera. But typically, Captain, any sitting president, a first-term president, you want to project that you're going to be running, because otherwise you sort of self-inflict that you're a lame duck to a great degree. Couple that with the idea that there's going to be likely, at least if things keep going the way they're going, a real progressive challenger to Biden in the primaries, should Biden run.
Well,
that could also weaken his ability to run and win re-election.
We are going to get into all of that in the next segment, because I'm totally prepared to go there, and I know you are too, and we're going to talk about what could happen to Joe Biden. It's highly likely, because right now he is literally destroying, self-destructing, as we watch and we see and we hear the things that are going on. And Kamala is not doing anything to help the cause either. I mean, it's a question of who the American people regard as being the worst of the two.
Well, exactly right. And when you saw Joe Biden start to laugh when he was asked about his COVID here to stay, basically, it was almost like he had to process that, and he didn't quite know how to begin to respond to that. But he knows this. People don't think he has done a good job. In fact, they think he is failing the American people on that.
No, and I hear the music coming up, so hold that thought there, Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a weekend show, weekend edition, and we're going to let Kathy take us a break here. Go right ahead, Kathy Rooney.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Well, he got it partially right. We'll give him an E for effort. It's the Captain's America Third Watch, and this is the weekend edition. By the way, this segment's brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow. I had another chat yesterday with Mike Lindell's administrative assistant, Dawn, and she was thanking everybody for all the orders that they've got coming in, taking advantage of their sales. Now, some of those items I told you were on sale will stop being on sale come Sunday night. So if you want to save some money on some things that you've been looking at, they do have a special sale trying to lower some of the inventory. Go over to MyPillow.com on the home page. You'll see a lot of items there. All you need to know is the promo code, because they'll ask you for the promo code, and that will be Captain. Now, if you go to the link that's there for the Radio Listener Specials page, you'll see about 150 to 175 items there with some great savings on them. And that's where you can save 50, 67, 75% on a lot of items there. Again, the promo code is always going to be Captain. Now, if you want to call them up and talk to a live person and not go on the internet and just talk to a computer, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Now, go over there to the website, MyPillow.com. Check out whatever they've got, because they got a lot of great things. It's not just about pillows. It's about a lot of different great products they've got there. And I came very close tonight to wearing the slippers here into the radio show. But then I thought, no, I can't do that because I've got my left. And the reason I was going to do it is because I have a soft cast on my left leg right now because of something that happened this week. And I thought the slippers would be a little bit more comfortable, but I couldn't quite get them on because it would have stretched the slippers, and I wasn't going to do that. So anyway, MyPillow.com, promo code will always be Captain, and the phone number, 800-641-5459. And Kyle, did you get your slippers yet?
Ashley, I'm going to be doing that, I think, first thing tomorrow morning when I sit down on my computer.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the Supreme Court, and let's talk about the Biden vaccine mandates that were being talked about yesterday. Did you happen to see Justice Sotomayor?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you happen to hear what she said when she asked questions and made statements that were blatantly not true?
This is really a very concerning, Captain. It seems that Justice Sotomayor seemed to indicate, well, actually indicated, that somewhere across the country we have over 100,000 children in serious condition and on ventilators.
That's just absolutely not true by any standard.
Yeah, I
don't even know where she got that information from. Do you?
I don't. But, you know, Captain, this is a Supreme Court Justice of the United States.
Yeah.
One would think that obviously they have a keen intellect and want to be able to know the facts, especially if they're looking at a vaccine mandate lawsuit.
If that was one of her law clerks that did that came up with that information, she needs to get rid of that law clerk because it was not true.
And, Captain, can you imagine, I mean, this is quite a strange thing we find ourselves in here, but can you imagine if a conservative justice had made an outlandish statement like that? Don't you think the media would have immediately said, we're going to get a count of every single child in America who may be on a ventilator in a hospital, and they would really go after this? But obviously this is a very strange situation for the Supreme Court justice to say.
Well, I'll one-up you. They would have asked for a cognitive test.
Well, probably so.
Yeah.
Probably so. But this is very disturbing because, again, the Supreme Court is looking at these issues that affect all Americans. And if there's misinformation, I don't know. I mean, maybe she needs a fact checker.
Well, wait till you hear about this next part of this.
Yeah.
The White House and the U.S. Postal Service are now in talks to begin shipping coronavirus testing kits to American households starting in mid-January, with a formal announcement of the deal coming as soon as next week. Now, the Biden administration wants to send out 500 million free testing kits as the Omicron variant continues to spread throughout the country.
Yes, that's what we're hearing. And, of course, you know, they're trying to make up for the fact, Captain, that, as I recall, they did not, you know, get this deal done at a time when they probably should have. Late last year, I should say, to try to get out of this rush that they're having.
Florida has 1 million testing kits that have been sitting in storage for over a year. They've now expired, and they're no good because nobody wanted to use them. There was no need. We're talking Florida.
Right. Well, you know what's happening, though, across the country, especially here in California, is people are going to the emergency rooms and so forth. They're overwhelming them, not because necessarily they're sick, but I think they're looking to get tested or they might have some mild symptoms and so forth. But you've got a lot of people who are being in these long lines for hours waiting to get tested, and then the results take a very long time comparatively to get back.
Now,
so there's a lot of consternation.
Now, testing demand far surpasses the supply and manufacturers like Abbott Laboratories, which makes the very popular Binax Now kit, are struggling to keep up. And additionally, the government is in agreement with retailers to keep tests kit prices down. That expired last month, creating even more accessibility challenges because right away the prices went up.
Well, they sure did, yeah.
Now, we alluded to the fact that Joe Biden may in fact have a challenger in 2024, and it might be one of the people that ran against him in 2020 that came very close to being the presidential candidate and might or might not have become the president. That would be your friend and mine, Bernie Sanders.
Well, Captain, Bernie Sanders has such an open line of a path here to try to get the nomination away
from Biden in particular. Other Democrats, maybe not so easy. You know, they really banded together to stop Sanders back in the primaries, and that's kind of how Biden became the standard bearer to begin with. He was not Bernie Sanders.
Uh-huh.
But we'll see. But I think Sanders will come in if he does try to make a run, and he'll come in saying, I will really actually forgive all of the student loans.
They know he will.
Well, yeah, and so he's going to be very popular with the younger crowd. There's no doubt about that. But, Captain, also I think there's somebody out there who really wants the nomination. That person's Hillary Clinton, and she's going to be a formidable opponent as they are circling around now saying, what are we going to do? Because I think it's a foregone conclusion in the top ranks that Biden won't run.
Whatever the answers, the Democratic Party is on the brink. It's teeter-tottering. It's a party at war with itself, with the hard left hell-bent on destroying America as we know it crowd. And Joe Biden desperately, through lying his ass off every step of the way, every opportunity he gets, trying to hang on to the shambles of his disastrous failed presidency. And there is by no means, is his presidency got any positive notes to it.
Well, no, and you know, Captain, no matter what, even if the Democrats try to say we're quelling the far left, insurrection in the Democrat Party, nobody's going to believe them, because that's exactly what they thought with Joe Biden, and Joe Biden never came in and governed from the center. He came in and governed from the left.
Well, this is what Politico says, and they lean to the left, and they're on top of the Dems all the time. They say that several key Democratic strategists believe a so-called progressive will enter the 2024 primary race and challenge a Biden re-election should he run, meaning they don't know if Biden's going to run. Now, Jeff Weaver, a former presidential campaign manager for Bernie Sanders, all but confirmed that Sanders was going to be in the middle because he was asked. He said, will there be a progressive challenger? He said, definitely. Then there's...
No. And I was just going to say, when you've got a challenger, real, almost no matter what party you're in, look at Jimmy Carter, look at George H.W. Bush, for example. They both got challenged.
Yeah.
They got the nomination, but they lost.
And then somebody named Corbin Trent, who's the co-founder of the Progressive No Excuses PAC and former communications director for AOC, went bottom line on Biden in no uncertain terms, as transcribed by Fox. And they said that... Biden's deeply unpopular. He's old as, and I can't say the word. He's largely been ineffective, unless we're counting judges or whatever the hell is inside his baseball scorecard that we're using. And I think he'll probably get demolished in the midterms should he run. So that's what's going on there. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, I got a little treat for you. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along, and Mr. Mike Gallagher is going to take us to break. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why should I do it? Why should I do it?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A swing and a miss when it comes to job growth.
Fed seeing only 199,000 jobs were added in December, well below expectations of more than 400,000. President Biden putting a positive spin on the jobs report.
Today's national unemployment rate fell below 4% to 3.9%, the sharpest one-year drop in unemployment in United States history. The first time the unemployment rate has been under 4% in the first year of a presidential term in 50 years.
President Biden spending some time in Colorado on Friday to survey the damage of wildfires in Boulder County. The FDA now saying you should receive your Moderna booster shot 5 months after you receive your initial shots. The CDC making the same recommendation for Pfizer. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you, Larry Elder. Larry Elder, we appreciate that. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I use, and I take it. It have been for 7 years. Now, I take it because of the inflammation and the swelling that's in my left foot and my ankle and my leg, which was exemplified this week by something that happened to me earlier in the week. And I wound up taking some extra Relief Factor to get the swelling back down, and it worked. It took several hours to do it, but it worked. And, again, I swear by the product. So to find out what I know about it, check out what Relief Factor can do for you by going straight to the pain, by eliminating the inflammation that you've got and the problems you have with the pain that you suffer in. And by the way, all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You'll never look back, and you'll wonder why you hadn't taken it to begin with. Okay, it's time for a special segment on the program called Hi-Yo Silver. Ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, coming in the spring, in mid-March or thereabouts, Joy Reid, or should I say Joyless Reid, will be taken off MSNBC. Kyle, your thoughts.
Well, you know, Captain, I think she's been having a lot of problems with her program for quite a long time. She seems to have everything through a particular lens, and I don't think people have been tuning in. In fact, I think from the beginning of last year through November, according to reports from Nielsen data, she's lost more than half her audience.
It's more than that. She has a blog that has nothing to do with MSNBC, where she really goes off the deep edge. As if she's not bad enough on TV, that blog, she's written a number of articles, and she's attacked people from there, and she's gotten sued from there. But MSNBC is scared to death that they're going to get dragged into the lawsuits, and it's going to put them out of business. Now, a reporter by the name of John Nicosia of the News Cycle Media is the one that's reporting this. It came out there first, and then it was picked up by Newsmax, picked up by Red State, picked up by Fox, and the rest is history. Now, here's the quote. Joy Reid will lose her 7 p.m. show in the next round of reshuffling at MSNBC. She does not have a show come mid-spring. This is a decision that's already been made. The only thing left is messaging on the move, which will be ratings. Now, as was the case with Chris Cuomo at CNN, Reid has allies at the parent company Comcast that owns MSNBC. However, she's now viewed as being unmanageable by many in management at Comcast. Also, similar to Cuomo, it appears those allies have found out that she's been less than truthful about past incidents. That's part of the problem, too. Now, that sounds quite intriguing. However, they finally found out that her blog with the homophobic and other objectionable posts wasn't hacked, as she claimed. It was that she was less than truthful about the past incidents that she wrote about.
Well, you know, Captain, I have to confess I haven't watched a whole lot of Joy Reid on MSNBC.
Me neither.
But from what I've seen and the clips that become go viral, as it were, and so forth, it just seems like she's not really doing a great broadcast, for one. Number two, as I said, all this seems to be going through a particular lens, and I think that is just leaving a bad taste in the mouth of viewers, and they're tuning out, and they have tuned out. You know, they're tired, Captain, of the kind of vitriol that comes along, and they want programs with good content. They want even controversial content. That's okay. You can hear different sides and talk about these complex issues, but the way she's been doing it has made people turn the channel.
Well, just in the past week, her show was putting out the lie that the Capitol Police officer, Brian Sicknick, died as a result of injuries inflicted upon him by the angry crowd, the folks that were there on January the 6th of last year.
Yes, that's right. And that's not really true.
No. No, he died of natural causes. He had a stroke because of he got excited and this, that, and the other. And actually, there was a couple of other people that had heart conditions or something. And then there was at least one officer that committed suicide. And that was someone that, I heard them mention died as a result of whatever. Well, they didn't. Suicide had nothing to do with what took place that day. Now, then Reid also promoted again the ridiculous Ron DeSantis is missing conspiracy. And let's not forget her crazed rant about Kyle Rittenhouse and Brett Kavanaugh and the white male tears.
Exactly. And that's where all this comes in, too. The lens of racism, everything becomes a racial issue. It goes on and on.
Well, Kyle Rittenhouse is about to sue her for the comments.
Yeah.
And he's going to win.
Yeah. Well, but these programs, you know, people tune into a program, they actually want to hear perspective, but they're tired of what it becomes. It just becomes a wrecking ball in that sense, and nobody's responding to that. Maybe a small group of people in terms of viewership, but certainly not. It's not taking the ratings by storm.
Well,
to say the least.
We know that Justice Sotomayor has been watching what's been going on over there because of the comments that she made about the information she had that just absolutely was not true.
Right. Well, you know, you hear the term echo chamber applied to conservative broadcasters or almost any program that doesn't give the woke liberal line on everything. Well, this whole thing right here we're talking about, that is the echo chamber.
Now, Joe Biden yesterday snapped at a reporter that said that asked a question about him not being focused on inflation. And he said, now I hear Republicans today saying that my talking about this strong record says I don't understand a lot of people are still suffering. Well, they are. And it's not that I'm not focused on information. He said, malarkey. That was his word. Malarkey. I'm dead set on getting rid of inflation, this, that, and the other. Well, Joe, you started it, and you can fix it with one simple thing. You know what that is?
What's that?
Drill, baby, drill.
Well, that's right.
Open up the oil flow.
Well, that's right, because we were taken off of being energy independent.
Started all of it.
That's right. And No Malarkey Joe with the No Malarkey Express, remember that during the campaign?
Yeah, that was a joke.
It was. But this is something that, yes, you can track that back almost exclusively to that. And then, yes, the president has the ability to try to begin to fix it. But, you know, I don't think he wants to fix it. I don't think the Politburo wants to fix it. I think that they truly believe that this kind of degradation to the U.S. economy gives them a better leg up to be able to pass the bills and tell people they're going to save them money and help child care and all that.
I'm glad you mentioned the economy, because that's where we're going to stop right now before we get into the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Now, last month's 3.9% unemployment rate is the lowest it's been since the 3.5% in February of 2020. Now, right away, they were doing victory laps in the White House. However, the number of employed Americans, including full or part-time workers, who received pay for any part of the survey period, increased by 800,000 to 155,975,000 in December. That's the Christmas push, the sixth straight monthly increase. While the number of unemployed Americans, those actively looking for work in the prior 4 weeks, dropped by 558,000 to 6,319,000.
And you know where those people go? They go poof into the ether, and we're not counting them in. We're not counting them anymore. So suddenly, it makes it look like unemployment is doing okay right now.
And it's the fact that in many cases, they may have retired, they may have gone out and taken their pensions. They may be actively trying to collect Social Security in some way. They may also be actively looking for another job to get more money, because the $15 an hour that they kept harping was such a great wage suddenly is up to $20 an hour.
Right. But at any rate, you can't have a half of what they expected in terms of December jobs and say, you know, the economy is chugging along.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We got some weather. Yep, we got some weather, and we had some weather in the Northeast. And boy, we got it coming across the Midwest again. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
charts. I hate myself for loving you. When was that, Kyle?
I'm just going to guess.
They've all got mullets. They're kind of dating themselves. It's back in the early 80s.
I think it's 82, 83, somewhere in there.
Yep, that's what it looks like. Okie dokie, let me go over here and take a look at the weather real quick and then give it over to Kyle. We do have some strong winter weather and a strong cold front that's going to roll through the eastern half of the United States this weekend, and several weather hazards are likely. First of all, freezing, drizzle, and rain will be possible in parts of the Midwest along I-70, along I-64, and along I-40. Now, that's from the west to the east, from the Mississippi River east. Also, it's going to reach the Middle Atlantic and the Northeast on Sunday. Now, it's going to also turn to some really strong storms, severe storms, that are going to be happening over in the Ark-La-Tex, which is Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas, and the lower Mississippi Valley. Heavy rain and flooding are also possible in the Tennessee Valley. Take it away, Kyle.
All right, thank you, Captain. Okay, drivers, so we got a dense fog advisory tonight. Now, this is going to be going through the Grapevine. This, of course, north of Los Angeles on Interstate 5. You've got some dense fog near Tejon Ranch, also through the Grapevine. This is going to be south of where the 5 meets California Highway 99. So be aware of that. Also, over on Highway 58, south of Bakersfield, in the area of Keene and Tehachapi, that dense fog advisory extends up through there as well, so be advised of that. And of course, we definitely have a flood watch going on up in Seattle. We actually have some active snow up there now. Right now, this is going to be a little bit northeast of Seattle as you come out. But it doesn't look like a whole lot. But just be aware of that. Portland, Oregon, of course, also right now reading about 40 degrees. That also means that our friend Richard the Marine, from his vantage point there on the central coast of Oregon, he's looking at about 41 degrees right now. Richard, so Semper Fi. And then also, there's some active snow going on right now north of Salt Lake City, along Interstate 15 there. They've also got a lot of rain and sleet mixed in there for Salt Lake City up near Ogden and so forth, so be advised of that. Also, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho right now, they've got an avalanche warning going on there, Captain. And that means, of course, especially for 4th of July pass right now, looks like that's about 31 degrees, clear with some periodic clouds, they say. So be aware of that because that can move in there pretty quick. Wind chill advisories out throughout northern Montana tonight. Winter weather advisory in West Yellowstone, also Cody, Wyoming. And also you've got high winds near Cheyenne and a winter weather advisory around Glenwood Springs as you come out of Denver on I-70.
All right, well, we've got snow in North Dakota, across the northern part of North Dakota, and up and down that I-29 corridor from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, all the way up to the Canadian border. Now, around Fargo, we've got some wind about 40 miles an hour with gusts, and it's blowing the snow around pretty bad, so visibility is going to be interesting, to say the least. And, of course, blowing snow means that you're going to have snow drifts on the highways. So the western part of Minnesota, from the Canadian border all the way down to about halfway, well, almost all the way down to the state line with Iowa, you've got snow. You've got snow in the upper peninsula of Michigan. You've got snow and fog both, and a lot of wind off Lake Michigan to the west side up there in the upper peninsula, as well as a little bit in the northern part of the lower peninsula right now, up around Traverse City. Now, we do have a bunch of snow in Illinois and the western part of Indiana, up around Gary. And that snow comes right across I-80 and goes over to the Quad Cities in Iowa. And that snow goes all the way down to Springfield. And it's also down around St. Louis. So you might be getting a dusting of snow there right now. If not, you will be soon. And then coming across Missouri on I-44, coming into Springfield and over east of Springfield, over towards Fort Leonard Wood, you're going to have snow flurries through there. You're also going to have possibly some freezing drizzle in the southwestern corner of Missouri. And Arkansas, the same thing. it looks like as if there's going to be some freezing drizzle there as well. Now, moving up into the central part of Indiana, coming across I-70 over into Ohio, there's going to be some periods in there where there will be also some freezing drizzle as this system moves to the east. We do have snow tonight in upstate New York, up along Watertown to the St. Lawrence Seaway Bridge, and then in central New York from Syracuse over to Utica, snow in a higher elevation south of Syracuse. And we've got some really chilly temperatures in the south right now tonight up in Georgia, Waycross, Georgia, that area over towards Valdosta. You're going to have a frost advisory there. We've got some rough waters in the Gulf of Mexico from Pensacola, Florida, all the way across to Galveston, Texas. And then we have gale warnings right now from the Nova Scotia border down along Maine, down along Mass and New Hampshire, down around Cape Cod, down to New York City. So some high winds there, some very rough surf, and that's what we got. And Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J. You've got about 20 seconds.
All right, Captain. Don't forget, folks, go to pilotflyingj.com. There you're going to find ways that you can join the Drivers Club, download the My Rewards Plus app. You can also join on-site there at any Pilot or Flying J. And when you do that, you'll start earning points on everything that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J. And you can build up those points and use them on all kinds of great stuff. pilotflyingj.com. And one other quick thing, Captain, we don't want to forget Snoqualmie Pass, still closed up there on I-90 right now.
Yeah, avalanche and whatnot. Okay, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, you're coming right back. Joan is going to take us out to break.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.